The United Nations said today it's raised 70% of the money Pakistan needs for emergency relief. The U.S. has promised $150 million, and even Pakistan's neighbor India will contribute $5 million to the aid effort. That donation could have an impact on the historically troubled relations between the two countries. From New Delhi, reporter Elliot Hannan explains.
When Pakistan formally accepted India's $5 million aid offer late last week, it put to rest speculation that India would be told thanks, but no thanks. Pakistani Foreign Minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi told India's NDTV that the support did not go unnoticed.
Let me acknowledge the fact that Minister for External Affairs, Mr. Krishna, called me in Islamabad and he expressed sympathy and offered assistance to Pakistan. It's highly appreciated in Pakistan and we have recognized it.
India's offer and Qureshi's public thank you are a rare moment of common ground for the longtime rivals. Ashok Bahoria is a security analyst at New Delhi's Institute for Defense Studies and Analyses.
Every crisis throws up some opportunity as well. And the flood has thrown up an opportunity for both India and Pakistan at the moment. And if Pakistan is willing to accept, I think that will go a long way in bridging this trust gap.
And that gap is large. India and Pakistan have fought four full-scale wars since partition in 1947. The disputed region of Kashmir, which both claim, continues to be a strain on the relationship. And then there's the matter of the 2008 militant attacks on Mumbai that India blames in part on Pakistan. But the two countries have shared history, including one of enduring natural disasters, says Subha Chandran, the deputy director of the Institute of Peace and Conflict Studies in New Delhi. And they've come together before over such calamities.
After 2005 earthquake, both countries opened their line of control for the first time in the years of history and allowed people to interact, let them move around.
That earthquake in 2005 killed nearly 80,000 people, most in Pakistan-administered Kashmir. The scope of the disaster forced both governments to abandon their usual suspicions and work together. People in villages on both sides of the border carry blankets and food to those in need. The immediate gains may have been more psychological than material, says Subha Chandran, but that doesn't mean they were insignificant.
In a conflict situation between India and Pakistan, that symbolism is equally important.
Of course, Pakistanis need more than symbolic support now, and some have criticized India's offer of $5 million as too little, too late. In contrast, the Indian government staged a huge relief effort in the aftermath of the 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami. That aid involved thousands of troops, dozens of ships, and airlifts of 10,000 tons of relief supplies. In a South Delhi market today, two college students sip coffee after a day of classes. They differ on whether India is doing enough for its neighbor.
It won't be enough till proper attention is actually given. This half-hearted attention is not enough. As a citizen, I would just say that more focus should be given in the form of funds.
That's Sara Suri. Her friend Soumya Bardwaj says India has done enough already.
I would say how much ever they're giving, I would say it's fine. I don't think India needs to do more for Pakistan. What do we get in return from Pakistan? You know, we have had a lot of opportunities where India has always gone ahead to help. But what have we gotten back is the question. Let's have a relationship which is give and take.
But another Delhi resident, Siddharth Dhawan, thinks that India and Pakistan shouldn't let politics get in the way.
India should try and do whatever it can and let egos be aside for the moment. Yeah. So this is separate from whatever wars or issues that India is having with Pakistan.
Dhawan says he doesn't think that giving aid will make any permanent changes, but he still thinks it's the right thing to do. For The World, I'm Elliot Hannan in New Delhi.